My eyes felt sewn shut as I woke up in the hospital. I fought to lift my heavy lids, and the fluorescent brightness hit my eyes like a floodlight. The nurses moved in and out of the room, beeping noises from monitors connected to my body by wires made my head swim. I closed my eyes, then opened them again. And there was my boyfriend, Jake, sitting on a chair beside me. I was completely bewildered. And then my head began to throb. Where am I? What happened? I asked him, but my voice came through as a croak, and I had to ask again. Where am I? Sam, you collapsed. We had to rush you to the hospital. I heard his words, but I couldn't make sense of it. I tried to piece it together. Where had I been? But I didn't remember a thing. Collapsed from what? I stared at him,
awaiting his response.
He looked at me, almost afraid to tell me the answer. Babe, you're malnourished, he said as he looked me in the eyes. The doctor said you fainted because you haven't been eating enough. And then he looked down. I blushed in a way that I immediately hoped Jake hadn't seen. And then I knew exactly why I was in that hospital bed. Whether or not I was willing to tell myself the truth. Whether or not I was willing to admit to myself what was really going on. I knew I was in that bed because my relationship with food was out of control. It took me a split second to shift gears and hide my shame. I tried to look stunned and I said, "You're kidding me." My priority was to hide my disordered eating. And I knew that if I could convince Jake it was a simple mistake, that would be all the easier. In that moment, my embarrassment trumped any meager worries I had about my health. It was far more important that no one knew what I had begun to know was true. Jake looked back up at me, forced me to face the truth of my self-abuse. Nothing in my life up until this point had ever felt more painful. Staring into the eyes of someone I loved dearly and realizing he knew my deepest, darkest truth, that I was living in a constant state of extreme deprivation. It was a waking nightmare. For just a second, I knew he could barely see the lonely girl hiding behind the constant swirl of friends and partying. He could see I wasn't just depriving myself of food, but also love, truth, and connection. The only words I could muster were, "I'm sorry, I feel so bad." I did feel terrible about having worried him, but I wasn't just apologizing for worrying him. I was apologizing for my existence, my pain. I meant exactly what I said on so many levels. I just felt so bad. I was in Australia, over 8,000 miles away from my hometown in Canada, trying to discover who I was, who I was going to be, and somehow, in all of this process, I had landed in the hospital for an ailment that was completely self-inflicted. If I was honest, I wanted my mom. My mom had always been my best friend, and right then, she was very, very far away. And at the same time, I knew that everything about what was going on in that moment, I couldn't tell her what was really going on inside of me.